Hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
Learning doesn't have to be painful. It can be fun. And if you can get students that are not excited about school excited and make what you're doing fun, make it relevant to them, then they're going to catch on. They're going to have those aha moments.
Fighting for Idaho.
Some of the stuff we see in education on the news is on the negative side. For every negative article there is about funding and levies and what have you, there are great things that go on in every school and in every classroom. And there are a lot of teachers who put a lot of hard work into what they do.
Fighting for you.
Our focus is on student learning. How are we as a teacher, as an educator, ensuring that kids are learning?
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning. On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us, promoting our schools, securing our future. We're at Greenleaf Friends Academy in Greenleaf, Idaho. And coming up today, we'll talk a little bit about that debate last night on public television. If you did see it, you can probably, the best way to reach me is Kevin Miller on Facebook. You know, I probably should have jumped on the Twitter. It was something that I guess you would see out of the bar scene in Star Wars. Very entertaining. Did we solve any issues? Are we going in the right direction? Well, we're going in one direction, so we'll talk a little bit about that, plus the other news of the day. We're joined by our celebrity co-host, Pat from Middleton, is with us.
Good morning.
At 580 KIDO. Now, Pat, you've done this before. Get up here and speak to the mic so people can hear you.
Good morning. I thought my voice carried. You always told me I talk too loud.
Yes, it's always me. Remember, the instructor's never wrong. We're also joined by Ellen Morris. She's the Advancement Director here at Greenleaf Friends Academy. Thank you for joining us, ma'am.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So the school don't let me ask a question here, Pat. Thank you.
I was just going to say that's a narrow description of what she does. She does so much more than just that.
That's one.
Okay.
Where's my bell? Anyway, you see, he has this effect on me already at 580 KIDO. As the school year winds down, what's really going on here at your school? What's the final few weeks like?
Well, it's pretty exciting. Of course, our seniors are looking at their last week of school next week, and then they have a senior trip planned and are pretty excited about that. Wrapping up classes, finals.
Sure.
I'm in the midst of planning graduation, getting that organized, speakers, music, the logistics for our graduation.
Right.
On the first.
Well, tell us a little bit about your school here.
Well, our school, if you haven't heard of Greenleaf Friends Academy, we've been here over 100 years. We were established in 1908 by Quakers in the Greenleaf area who wanted more for their education for their sons and daughters. And so they began the academy back in 08 through the help of the Greenleaf Friends Church. And at the beginning, they set out to make it a non-denominational, open it to different Christians, families who wanted to have not only a good academic education, but also a quality experience, learning faith-building foundation for life and a Christian perspective on the world and how the world works and what their place in that is, learning to serve.
Sure.
Yeah.
Pat from Middleton, do you have a question or do you want to make a statement?
Oh, I was just glad I was able to bring my daughters here to go to this school. We were living in Meridian at a time we had searched. I wanted a God-centered school to put my kids in so that at least the focus was on something more important than all the social engineering that was going on out there. And so we searched a lot of different schools. And even though we lived in Meridian and we were busing or hauling our kids out here, it's been a journey that's been well worth it. Both my kids are very well-rounded, very God-centered Christians. In fact, my youngest daughter just graduated last year.
Is there a question here? Or is this going through Pat from Middleton's kids segment?
I'm just saying the value of the school, the education that my family got has been phenomenal.
And you're very passionate about
it. I'm very passionate
school,
about
yes.
the school, yes.
He's been on me for a year and a half to come out here.
Well, we're happy to have you. Great.
Well, what about Pat? Are you happy to have Pat?
always happy to see Pat.
Yes.
Nice smiling face. And well, his cheerleading.
It is. Okay, never mind. our vibe is a little off here with Pat from Middleton, but how have kids changed? You've been doing this here for quite some time. How have kids changed over the years?
Oh, that's a great question because this is my 25th year at Greenleaf. We were drawn to Greenleaf for similar reasons that Pat stated. We My husband has a job in Boise, and we were looking for a place to live that would allow us to bring the kids to the academy. He's an alumni and knew what it had done for him in his life. So we chose Star and commuted that 40 miles a day for 23 years with our own children. I also taught here for 20 years, and now I'm back working in development. So over that time, kids have changed. Culture has had a lot of effect on kids. 20 years ago when I started, there weren't cell phones. There wasn't near the distractions that young people have today. And so I think it's a very challenging time for young people to find direction, to find a purpose, to not be distracted by some of the other things going on.
Well, that's an interesting point at 580K IDEO, because as we do these, the tour of the schools, if you will, you know, technology now plays a part in it.
Absolutely.
You know, when we were going to school, you know, you focused, you didn't write notes, you didn't do this. Now, with the advent of technology, could you imagine trying to hold kids' attention with a film strip?
Absolutely.
You know, now it's multimedia. Mm-hmm. It's this, that, and the other.
Integrated learning. You know, we blend the technology and the classroom, and we do more and more of that each year. You know, we've just added smart boards and projectors.
Now, what's a smart board?
So it's a large, whiteboard.
Hold on. For people at home,
he's laughing.
He's trying to distract us here at 580K IDEO. What he doesn't know is he'll be out the door here in a minute. But
I see the hook.
Yes, he likes the hook, but I'm sorry. You know, for, again, a lot of us, this is the only time that people will, you know, be in classrooms. They don't get a chance to visit. So what is really a smart board?
So a smart board appears to be a whiteboard, but it interacts with the computer and uses a video projector. And so it's touch sensitive. So there's all kinds of software, education software out there that you can present a lesson. Students can go to the board and interact with the board, draw, or make selections. Just the possibilities are endless. So it's become a very wonderful way for teachers to enhance learning other than just the old chalkboard. This keeps the students' attention, and it's amazing, but students will look at any screen that's lit up, whether it's fuzz sometimes. They will look at a screen, and so it's been a very attractive way to learn. So that's only one of the ways that...
Sure. How do you prepare kids for life after school? A lot of parents that listen to this program here at 580K IDEO, I guess I keep going back to my parents that Pat knows, you know what's your plan? You've got to have a plan, attention to detail. When you're counseling kids on what to do after their time here, you know, what's the, you know, is it college? Is it something else?
Well, of course, we're geared towards that college prep program. That's our hope for students. It's not what every student will choose, but we try to prepare students to be accepted to college and do well. But I think beyond that, at the very beginning, the idea that all the intellectual learning that you, all the gaining that you can do in academics is really of little value unless you have a purpose, unless you have a compass by which to make life choices. So we very much build into our students the opportunity to have faith, to hear from God, to understand that He has a plan for them, that He loves them and He desires for them to use their gifts and the talents in life in a positive way. So we have chapels once a week. We have Bible classes for our students every day. And because we believe that there are some principles there, some very core principles to life that help students in seeking direction. If they understand that God has a plan, it's pretty exciting. We help them find that
sometimes
plan.
You agree with the plan, sometimes you don't.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, Pat?
That's life, yeah. I mean, that throws different curves at you, and it's what you do with it that determines how you do.
We teach our kids to serve. We give opportunity for them to serve in the community, to serve on. We have an impact tour in the spring. This last spring, they went to Colorado and did some work helping a church renovate in order to, after the flood. So we give our students opportunity to give. We believe that by giving of themselves, it helps them not to have that selfish perspective, but to look at the world differently and realize that they have more than just their own purposes at work.
Sure.
They have a lot to offer.
At 580K IDEO, as we continue on, Pat, do you have a question?
No, I don't.
Okay, then they're fair enough. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today?
We're just happy that you're here. We are glad to have the opportunity to tell people there's a choice.
Right.
There's a great choice out there for education. If you want a place where your children will be well known among their peers, to be well known by their teachers, to have families investing in one another as well as in their kids. It's like a village raising the family here, and I really have appreciated that for my three children. I've seen the wonderful results in their lives, so I can't say enough good about what can happen here.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. 580 KIDO, it is 6:15. Kevin Miller in the morning, promoting our schools, securing our future. Yeah, we'll pop down your mic and Pat's mic as we continue on. Last night, it's just must-see TV. If you didn't see the debates, I urge you to go to idahopublictelevision.org and take a look at this. It's worth it. It's entertaining. It's fascinating. And a lot of people say, well, Kevin, you know, Harley Brown has run many times. It's a joke. You're not in on it. I don't remember him running last time 4 years ago. Maybe he ran for Congress. But to me, it demeaned the process. And maybe our friend Walt from Emmett will call in. God bless him. What a nice young man. But really, it detracted from the one-on-one that should have happened between Senator Fulcher and Governor Otter last night. Let's take a listen. Let's let you be the judge.
I was filling out my taxes a couple of months ago, and I thought to myself, thank God we don't get all the government that we pay for. They say that the child is the father of the man. And when I was a kid, I used to play army all the time. Bang, I got you. No, bang, I got you. I could never once remember one incident in my childhood when I played politician. And when I grew up, a young man, I was the youngest company commander in the United States Navy Seabees. You know, the mud marines, the naval construction forces. You turn Iwo Jima into something besides a photo op for the Corps. Anyhow, I got out of the service, and several years later, I was at the low point of my life. I mean, things were bad.
Well, you got a big jacked
lady. I cried out to God. I said, God, how about putting me back on active duty and making me a battalion commander? Long story short, he says, no, son, I got a higher rank for you. I'm going to make you the commander-in-chief. And I stagger not at his promise. I'll get into that more with you. Don't think I'm crazy, because I'm not.
All right.
Don't think I'm crazy, but I'm not. Was that the syntax there? Folks, I would challenge you to find anything as entertaining as Harley Brown, Walt Bayes, Senator Fulcher, and Governor Otter last night. And again, I think we've reached the point in the campaign where we have these commercials, and it's great. Certainly the folks at the Broadcast Center appreciate the commercials being bought. Kevin Miller appreciates the commercials being bought. However, as you're listening to this, the most dedicated, intelligent, passionate, involved audience, not only in Idaho, but in America, and I'm not patronizing, it's just how it is. The phones are driving me crazy. So, technically, we may not be there. However, back to the point, is this really what debates should be about? And wait till you hear Walt coming up. And Walt, if you're listening, give us a call at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. This was something that even Saturday Night Live could not have replicated. And I say this, you know, Idaho Public Television, we support it. They should have pulled the plug on this thing. I kind of felt bad for Betsy Russell. I felt bad for Mr. Popke last night. Wait till you hear Mr. Popke try to ask these entertainers some questions. So we'll have that for you coming up, plus more from our friends here at Greenleaf Friends Academy in Greenleaf, Idaho, and the troublemaker, Pat from Middleton, at 580-KIDO. 6:19, let's get you to work safely and on.
KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Greenleaf Friends Academy, here's Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO from Greenleaf Friends Academy, with the celebrity co-host, the artist formerly known as the International Playboy, Pat from Middleton. I believe we've turned down his mic for a moment. We'll get back to Pat from Middleton. We are taking your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And, you know, talking about this big debate that happened last night on Idaho Public Television, if you missed it, well, This is Harley Brown. He's run for office several times. Let's hear what he has to say concerning the recent ruling on gay marriage here in Idaho.
Let me tell you about discrimination. In 1964, the blacks got the Civil Rights Act passed. We bikers, discrimination, the cops, we are cop magnets, like a Playboy bunny wearing a miniskirt gets hit on all the time. They pull us over without probable cause, and they bring out the sniffing dogs, and they search us and our bikes. Even when we're not flying our colors, if you're a leather-clad Harley Davidson driver, you know, the cops are going to zero in on you like a heat-seeking missile. Okay, discrimination. I used to drive taxis in Boise for 20 years at night, and I picked up my fair share of the gay community, and they have true love for one another. I'm telling you, they love each other more than I love my motorcycle. And, you know, they're just as American as a Medal of Honor winner. And liberty and justice for all, equal protection under the law. I'm glad that judge made that decision. And I'm glad that they want to get married and live like that. And I know I'm not really talking like a Republican. But
could we hear from Mr. Bays?
Sorry, ma'am. I didn't know what my time limit was. Okay. I didn't see any of these lights going on.
Yeah, I don't think the lights have been on for quite some time. Jim and Star, good morning. You're on 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Jim from Star.
Hey, Millie.
How are you, brother?
Hey, man. Good to talk to you. Last night, I've been gone for a while. I got home. And I turned on the TV, and I think I caught the new Rob Ford show. Is that what that was?
Apparently.
Dude, I haven't laughed that hard in so long. I was dying and thinking it was – I was like, there's no way this can really be happening on live TV. I mean, and to look over at Butch, Butch couldn't hold it in that well. Butch was dying up there. I mean, I would pay – if that was a pay-per-view show, I would have paid $100 to watch that last night. That's how good it was.
I would agree with you. And the governor couldn't help himself because he just likes to talk to people. So he starts engaging in Senate with Senator Fulcher, which I thought was good. But on the other hand, you know, he starts debating Walt from Emmett. Now, debating Walt from Emmett is nice for Walt from Emmett. I don't think it did the governor any good, but they were going back and forth last night. You couldn't, you know, that you're right about the governor trying to hold it in. So,
well, speaking of the governor, you know my thoughts on that. And
before you get to that though, I mean, do you agree with Mr. Brown's statements? It's come to this in the primary Tuesday. You've got the cowboy, the curmudgeon, the biker, and the normal guy.
I couldn't believe you said that. I had my in-laws over and the whole family's watching it, and the normal guy. I'm like, yes, the normal guy. That's an endorsement. I'm like, take it and run with it.
I wondered what he was going to call Senator Fulcher, but it was fascinating. It's something that should be watched again and again and again.
Kevin, that will never get erased from my DVR. That will be entertainment. Whenever people come over, I'll be like, you have to see this. When I have friends from out of town come over, I'll be playing that. That'll be a hit forever. It was just great.
Amazing. Do you want to say anything to Pat from Middleton?
I thought he's on probation for a little bit here.
Oh, he is, but you can't stop Pat from Middleton.
The last of the international playboys. Good talking to you, Pat.
Nice talking to you also.
Hey, tell me if you think this, Pat. Okay. Otter's not a bad guy. I want to get that out. Otter's a good guy. He's genuine. But I definitely, for a long time, have felt like, you know what? He's just been there too long. It's just, you know, he's lost his zeal. He's lost his drive. And when he said last night, it's just how things are. It's just the reality. It's the way it is about the federal government taking all of our land and multiple other issues. Did he not last night just tell everybody, I don't want to be your governor?
What is this? Wait a minute. First, Pat from Middleton interviews Dave Burnett, and you're interviewing Pat from Middleton. Am I the side order of fries?
I was just trying to give you a break so you could have a drink or something.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I agree. I think the prospect of him deciding that the big government is really in charge and in control, and you really have no other say, is him throwing in the towel, basically. And that's why it's kind of like
him throwing in the towel.
With saying that the government, you know, has the federal government.
Maybe it's him being realistic.
Well, we need to fight for what is still appropriately right and ours. Have you seen the?
Hey, that's my cup of coffee. Anyway, go ahead.
Have you seen the map where the whole West is owned by the federal government? We need to fight for getting our lands back and the use of it.
All right, 580KIDO. Let's go to cut number three with Mr. Brown talking about political correctness.
A substantial portion of my political campaign is campaigning against political correctness. It's a lot of the working class. Oh, by the way, when you did your introduction, I wanted the fact that I was the president of the Bombers Motorcycle Club and that I was a long-haul truck driver, okay? I wanted to get the low-range stuff, not just the high stuff, engineer and all that, but like a fuller nine-speed transmission. They got the granny low and go all the way up to overdrive, and I have experience through the entire spectrum of our society. And I like blue-collar values. And those Harleyisms that I called had a lot of warning on there. You know, you might find this offensive, but I hit everybody, Jews, Polish people, Irish, Italians, religious jokes and black jokes. And by the way, my wife screened that, and we took the real hardcore zingers out. So in case I get any flack from people like you, no, Dan, you're mild. I can fire that back.
No, Dan,
and attack
you're
my attackers. I don't like political correctness. Can I say this? It sucks. It's bondage. And I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl. And I'm proud of it, and I'm going for it, and I'm going for the vote of the real people out there, not these bondage type people who don't have a clue about picking up strangers at night and hauling them God knows where. Try that for a while.
All right.
Jim from Star.
That's awesome. I tell you, you couldn't write material that good. The writers at Saturday Night Live and on the Jimmy Fallon show and all those shows, they can't write stuff that good. That's incredible.
I hope you're feeling better, my friend.
Dude, I'm feeling great. And I just want to say thanks for letting me on the air. I want to say thanks for all your prayers and your concern. You're just a great dude. You're the real deal. You're the normal guy of radio.
I was hoping to be the curmudgeon, but I'll take it.
No, you guys are doing a great job. And you know what? The writing's on the wall, everybody. I mean, Otter said last night, and this I'm not slamming Otter because I don't think he's a bad guy. It's just he's done. He's basically okay with us walking into the oven. And last night when he made those comments over and over, if you rewatch it, he basically says, I'm throwing my hands up in the air, guys. There's no way you can fight against these guys. And these guys are the federal government. And just like Pat said, just like you said, our land's been taken from us. We have resources out there that should make all of us rich here in this country, or in this state, rather. And it's time to move on. Folger's the guy.
All right, Jim from Star. Thank you.
10-4.
See, crazy, Jim.
You notice how Jim is very complimentary of me.
Well, sure.
Maybe you could take some tips from him.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yes. All right. 6:34, Kevin Miller in the Morning, live from Greenleaf Friends Academy. Coming up next, we'll talk more about what's going on here as we focus in on education. We want to thank our friends at CAP-Ed. Want to remind you, today we'll be at Mountain Home Auto Ranch from 3 to 5 giving away tickets to the Boise Music Festival. We're talking big acts, great local acts. We're going to have, Sir Mix-a-Lot will be there. Also Train and a lot of great acts that are working in and around the Treasure Valley. So if you want tickets to the Boise Music Festival and you're in and around Mountain Home, stop out and see us at the ranch 3 to 5 this afternoon. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CAP-Ed Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Greenleaf Friends Academy, here's Kevin Miller. On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Ring, ring goes the bell.
580KIDO from Greenleaf Friends Academy, courtesy of Cap Ed, Kevin Miller in the morning. And we have an alumnus of this institution. We actually have her mom with us as well. Why don't you introduce yourself to the listening audience, Mom? Well,
my name is Mama, and I
Your
am
name is Mama.
Yes.
And I'm proud. There's only one Mama. Hold on. There's only one Mama on this station. That's Pat Miller, my Mama. No.
I am the Mama of this girl that you are going to interview.
So you listen to the show, though.
Absolutely. I'm very proud of this girl. You can interview her.
What about the show?
I am very excited that she is going to be on the show.
Really? Well, why don't you introduce your daughter?
This is my daughter. Her name is Gabriella Holman, and I am so proud of her. She's a 2007 Greenleaf Friends Academy graduate.
Why are you proud of her?
The reason I'm proud of her is because she's so intelligent. Are you kidding me? Do you really want to know why I'm proud of her? Oh, let's just talk about it. Well, she was a student body president when she was the senior here at the high school. She was also the valedictorian. She went on to the university. Oh, let's talk about what did she graduate there? She graduated summa cum laude.
Can you yell that a little louder, please?
Summa cum laude. I'm not talking about magna. I'm not talking about cuma. I'm talking about summa.
What about laude?
Summa.
Boy, your mom's really proud of you. You warned me about this, but, you know, this is how moms are, really.
I have no words. I don't even know what to say. I thought I was coming for a small interview, and then my mom showed up, didn't know she was coming, and here we are.
And here we are. What does this school mean to you? We found out what it means. What is it?
Summa cum laude.
Okay, thank you. We know what it means for your mom. What about you, ma'am?
Well, I went to Greenleaf kindergarten through 12th grade, so this is the only school that I attended up until I went off to college. And it really helped shape everything that I am now and that I was throughout college, and I just think it's a great school.
Well, why is it so great?
Well, I think you have the opportunity here at Greenleaf to take part in a lot of different activities that maybe at a larger school you wouldn't have that opportunity. I wasn't known for being super athletic or really good at math or science. Like, I had to work at everything that I tried to do. And here at Greenleaf, you have the opportunity to take part in all sports. So I ran cross country in the fall, and I played basketball in the winter and track and softball in the summer. I was also a cheerleader. And you may think, whoa, that's a lot of things to take part in. I wasn't good at any of them, but I had the opportunity to be part of a team. I was in choir. So here at a smaller school, because there aren't as many people and you have more one-on-one interactions with your teachers, you have a lot more opportunity to take part in more things.
Now, as an adult, you hear about education in the news. Your thoughts on the state of education in Idaho?
You've
had a very unique experience. You've achieved a lot academically. Now,
That's right.
Did I say to speak, Mom?
She's trying to be quiet right now.
Kevin, this is your problem. You brought her on the air.
you're correct, but we all love our moms.
As far as the state of education is, I think things are changing quite a bit, and that's one of the real advantages about having the private school option. I just recently got married in October, and although we don't have any kids or anything yet.
But you think about that.
You do. Yeah. You think about it. And my husband and I'm planning on having twin girls. I don't know if that's something you can just hope for and it happens.
Penny and Pippi.
Thanks, Mom.
But, you know,
we might have to bring back Pat from Middleton here in a minute.
I know.
580KIDO. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I know. But thinking about having kids in the future and looking back on my past, my husband actually went to public school, which I think there's a lot of great things in public schools as well. But we've talked about it. And as a new couple, I think that we will definitely send our kids to a private Christian school just because of some of the opportunities that are available here that he didn't have growing up.
Right. What else would you like to say to people, though, that, you know, maybe considering all their education options? You know, there's homeschooling, there's public schools, there's charter schools, there's private schools, there's cyber schools. There's so many choices these days.
Yeah, there definitely are. And
as someone who is young enough to remember, you know, what it was like to be a student here, what motivated you?
To do well in school? I would say because you knew your teachers, and I know I had a math teacher here, Mr. Ehrlich, and he was just fantastic, and I was not good at math. I had a really hard time. He would explain things over and over, and I didn't necessarily get it every time. And he was such a wonderful teacher, and he really, really cared about how the students did. And I remember, I think it was in calculus, I was just, it was not coming easy. And he invited me over after church on Sunday, and his wife made me a wonderful noon meal. And then he helped me with math on Sunday afternoon because I wasn't getting it in class. And I just don't know that you necessarily have teachers that will take you over on a Sunday and help you with school if you're having a hard time. And
right.
So I think that those kind of things are what motivate you to do well. If you know that people really care how you do, you're motivated to do well because you know they're counting on you to be the future of students and of
right.
education.
And how are you going to be as a mom compared to your mom?
Hopefully not quite as wild. She's very wild.
I almost got tears in my eyes. That was so good. That means so much to me, what you just said.
I don't even know what to say. I was not expecting her to be here.
But I am here because I just love you so much, and you're so pretty when you go to work today.
Oh, my word. Let me just tell
you. I'm so proud of you.
This one, you did not have room growing up to have faults. One time I came home and she had lifted up my mattress in my bedroom and I asked, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, what are you doing?
And she said, "Well, I'm checking for drugs." And
I said, "Checking for drugs?"
Yeah, I said, "Do I have a history of doing drugs?" And she said, "No."
What about probable cause?
There was no cause. And I said, "Well, do I have a history of any of this?" And she said, "No. But if you always know I'm checking, you're not going to be tempted."
What about it? Where was your habeas corpus? Where's the probable cause?
There was no cause. It's just that I'm a school teacher in a government school, and I just know what can go on, and I just wanted to make sure over my dead body would she go where I taught school. I wanted her to go to Greenleaf Friends Academy, and so I just didn't want her turning out like some of the kids that I teach, and so she hasn't, and I'm just so proud of her.
There's no words, are there? There's nothing. I don't know how to recover here.
You're not the only one. Let's go to traffic now at 580 KIDO.
580 KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Greenleaf Friends Academy, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, we're joined by celebrity co-host at Greenleaf Friends Academy, Pat from Middleton. And, Pat, when we talk education, we always like to get your thoughts. Of course, you never call into the show anymore.
I'm working. I work for a living. I gotta mow that grass, you know. I got to cut those trees and fix those sprinklers. So I'm working every morning. I got to have both hands to operate.
Right. Well, we need your support because, obviously, we can't succeed on the talents alone of the host.
Well, that's obvious, but, you have a good supporting cast, so you got a lot of people calling in nowadays. Not like the old days. Well, you know, you don't respond to my emails and stuff, but you know how it is.
Right. On one hand, you can say you can't call the show because you're so involved with yourself, but you can email.
I email early in the morning. And
right.
I'm hoping to.
Right,
know.
And it's not like the show doesn't start early in the morning.
Well, yes.
Exactly. 580KIDO, let's go back to last night's gubernatorial debate. Was it the cowboy, was it the biker, the curmudgeon, or the normal guy who won? Let's go to cut number four of Harley Brown, who, whether you like him or not, whether you agree with him or not, certainly has people talking this morning at 580KIDO.
As it says in my motorcycle club, hey, diddle, diddle, right up the middle. That's my style. There's a better way, I'll take it, but I like going right into it. I've managed billions of dollars of military construction projects as a civil engineer corps officer in the United States Navy and as a GS-12 professional engineer in the Army Corps of Engineers. In fact, the biggest military construction project since Vietnam was Fort Drum. We essentially built an entire city of 26,000 people from scratch, $2.6 billion, and I was in charge of all the demolitions, and I was also on the project management team. I'm a modest guy, but I'm going to say I'm a great leader. They didn't make me the youngest company commander in the Seabees. When I was only an ensign, an 01, second lieutenant, that usually goes to a full captain, an 03. But I handled the job. It was a growth job, but I handled it, and
I have no, first of all, leadership. Act like it's impossible to fail, and then delegate and follow up.
There you have it. He's delegating and following up. Your thoughts in a minute. First at 580KIDO, let's get you to traffic with Dave Burnett. 6:58, Kevin Miller in the morning from Greenleaf Friends Academy. Coming up, more of your thoughts at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Now, we really don't want to turn this into the Pat from Middleton show, gosh forbid. Although we do love Pat from Middleton, we don't want to turn this into the Harley Brown show. But we will continue talking about education here, and we will take your thoughts at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. If you did watch the debate or if you watched it online this morning, really, what was the purpose? I think that we were teased quite a bit by the limited exchanges between Senator Fulcher and Governor Otter. Really quite a contrast that unfortunately didn't get the time it deserved. And more comic relief from Walt from Emmett. We'd love for you to call in, Walt, and Mr. Brown as well. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
Serving